The ninth annual Coldest Night of the Year, CNOY, event in support of the Orillia Lighthouse will be held virtually again this year on February 26. We were headed towards a mixed event with both virtual and in-person options. However, with the way things are going with the pandemic, we decided to go fully virtual, said Lynn Thomas, Development and Communications Manager with the Lighthouse. Last year, going virtual didn't hurt the success of the event as supporters shattered previous records, raising more than $177,000, which was well above the goal of $135,000. I think during the pandemic people are dying to get out and do something interactive. It kind of really took off, Thomas said. A lot of people who usually go south stayed home and participated last year, which contributed, Thomas explained. Some people had more disposable income as well from not going out and doing things, which is why we were so successful. Already, 71 walkers are registered to take part in this year's event, which is about 20 more than this time last year. This year's fundraising goal is $155,000. We went with that number because we broke last year's record by $20,000, and we just don't know how things are going to go with the pandemic. We want to be a little bit conservative with the number because we know things have been tough on businesses who typically sponsor, Thomas said. Money raised will be put toward operations at the new lighthouse facility at 75 Queen Street E. Our budget has grown substantially with the new buildings. We are now able to serve 5 times more people than we ever could before. With this being our largest fundraiser of the year, we count on these funds, Thomas said. While the walk is being held virtually, participants will still be able to pick up their commemorative toques and goodie bags, which will be handed out prior to the event thanks to lead sponsor, Ferris Team Real Estate Agents. Participants can also walk the usual CNOY routes with family and friends. To register for the event, click here. We will miss not seeing all the walkers again this year, as well as our volunteers. One of the ones that comes to mind is Chris Bellchambers, who was always at the CNOY. He was always the first to approach us to ask when the event is coming, Thomas said of the well-known local volunteer who died during the summer. We are going to miss our around 100 volunteers being there. It's an exciting day for them. But we are challenging volunteers to join a team or make a team of their own, and that's how they can get involved this year, said Thomas.